I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Dan Truckee. He's one of the organizers of a special fundraiser coming up this Thursday evening in Marquette that benefits the Marquette Area Public Schools music program, featuring music from the Beatles and, in particular, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here's more with Dan Truckee.
We have a benefit called 50 Years Ago Today, a Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band tribute concert, and it is a benefit for the MAPS music program. What we are going to be doing is we are going to be recreating the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band live at Kauffman Auditorium, and there's also going to be an initial program. There's going to be a prelude to Pepper, which there's going to be a band playing earlier Beatles tunes before Sgt. Pepper. So that's the gist of it. There's a lot involved.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that this sounds, you know, on its face relatively doable, but you've made it a very large endeavor by bringing in a lot of different area musicians, including some of the kids in the school. Tell me about who's in it.
Well, we have a bunch of people who are going to be doing lead vocals for the individual songs. Mark Hamery, Jeff Krebs, Lori Hayes, Carrie Yost, Rusty Bowers, my brother Paul Truckee is going to be singing, Troy Graham, Mike Fitzpatrick. So we have all these people who are singers in the area, but then we have a ton of musicians. In fact, I just finished a program and there are 60 musicians playing that
60.
Night. 60.
Wow. Now, you brought in some of the kids from the high school and in the music program. Tell me about that a little bit.
What we did is decided to have the students play all of the string horn parts and also the do the background vocals with the choir. So we decided their instructors have been working with them separately, and two weeks ago we started doing rehearsals with them, and it's just gone amazing. It's gonna be incredible.
I've had a chance to talk with some of the folks that are involved in it in terms of performing in it, and they said that the last round of rehearsals last week in particular were particularly good.
They were amazing. I mean, it's such a pleasure when it all comes together like that. You know, it's just amazing, and that's what it's all about. You know, the actual rehearsals have been so much fun. Sometimes rehearsals can be a pain, you know.
Oh yeah.
And these have not been that way. Everyone's just had such a great attitude and been patient, and just been really motivated to do this. I mean, it's a volunteer effort, and people have put in a lot of time.
We're talking with Dan Truckee. He's one of the organizers of the special. It was 50 years ago. This is basically a celebration and a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's at Kauffman Auditorium this Thursday evening. You know, this is very well-known music. This is very popular music. However, to get it all orchestrated, to have all the parts, that can be a challenge, isn't it? Especially when you're talking about the string sections and all the other specialty bits.
Oh yeah, because you would think with the internet now that all this stuff is available, and it's not. The string parts and the horn parts had to be orchestrated for us by Matt Mitchell locally. So that itself was a major effort on his part, and he did an incredible job because it sounds like the record, which is what our intent was, to sound like the record, not to do new versions of the song.
Which this is something that, like, obviously the Beatles never actually did. They never performed this thing live, and it's been very rarely. I mean, with technology now and computers and everything, you can simulate it and make it pretty reasonable. There's tribute bands that do that. But this is the real deal. You've got real instruments playing it in real time.
Absolutely. You know, actual orchestras, actual, you know, horn players, piano players, doing our best, and we've come pretty close. I mean, some of the parts were never intended to be recreated, period. They were studio creations, and so in some ways it seems kind of silly to try, but we've done our best, and I think people will really be impressed with the results. It's very tight, and we have really good chemistry, and I think that's key.
Well, let's give everybody all the vitals. Where, when, and how do you get tickets?
All right, so it's going to be at Kauffman Auditorium on Thursday the 8th at 7:30 p.m., and you can get tickets at NMU ticket offices. That's at the Barry Center or the bookstore or the Forrest Roberts Theater until Thursday. Then you can buy them at the door if you want on Thursday. They're a couple dollars more at the door. You can buy them online at the NMU
Easy Tickets.
Easy Tickets.
Right.
So there's lots of ways to buy tickets. So we hope people get them ahead of time because it's going to be crowded.
And where's it all going? All of this is because everybody's doing this free. They're doing this to help out, and the money's going to where?
It's going to the Marquette Area Public Schools music program. So we don't even know what they're going to use it for. We don't care. We just want them to have something to do, whatever they need to do to help keep educating our kids musically, which they do an amazing job of. We want to keep that going. So,
well, again, it's when and where?
Thursday, June 8th at Kauffman Auditorium, 7:30 p.m. Be there. It's going to be the event of the summer.
That's the comments of Dan Truckee. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.